ones that are planted are really struggling to access some more moisture to get those secondary roots down. That's really hurting us at the present moment. A lot of crops that are newly planted are existing on primary root growth, which has just got one or two little hair roots into the moisture. So these hot days, they dry out the top quite significantly and just makes it hard for our plant to establish itself really well and truly. The first 30 days of a plant's life, grass plant's life, are very important. But those first 30 days aren't too good for accessing moisture and accessing elements like nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium. It invariably means that your tiller numbers reduce. So if your tiller numbers reduce, that means your plant stand and the plant number of heads per square metre will reduce. So it doesn't augur well at this stage for the future, that's for sure.
And which crops will be most affected?
I believe it'll be the corn, the sorghum and the millet crops, Cass, at this stage. The cotton is a different kettle of fish. It's been planted some reasonable moisture. It's a tap-rooted plant, so it'll handle it probably better than anything else. But our grass crops for our summer are not so good.
And there's a lot of people who have held paddocks over as fallow, just waiting for rain to put a crop in. Are you seeing problems with this?
It depends on the length of time they've held it over for fallow, Cass. Some paddocks have been 2 years now without a crop in it. This is where this long fallow disorder comes in, or lack of dam, and that is proving to be a very big problem. Look, we all love some rain, and I think rain would fix all of these problems up, but this long fallow disorder really has got some paddocks in its grip, and it's not helping the cause at all. And the crops look absolutely dreadful on those paddocks that have had no crop, no weeds, no nothing in them for 2 years or so.
What is long fallow disorder?
It's a combination of where we have these microbes called VAM, vesicular vascular mycorrhizae, and they live in the soil, and they're a vital part of getting phosphorus and zinc and immobile elements like that into the plant. Now, what happens? These little critters in the soil need a living root to procreate on. So if there's no living roots, be it weeds or crop, for quite a period of time, a la a year or two, they die out. And when they die out, it doesn't matter how much phosphorus or zinc or potassium you've got in the soil, the plant struggles to uptake it because there's not enough hands like microbes feeding the elements to the plant.
But I hear there is some good news for farmers in southern Queensland. Mice aren't really showing their head at this point.
No, they're not. That's got to be a blessing, hasn't it? I'm not so sure what all the snakes we're seeing are living on, but I can tell you now there's no mice around much at all.